Your home for classic hits. 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfurt, Lebanon, Delphi.
When you think of diamonds, what comes to mind?
Getting engaged.
Your wedding day.
A favorite anniversary. Diamonds tend to be associated with special memories. The next time you hear the word diamonds, you need to think of Vierks Fine Jewelry.
At Vierks, we have the area's largest and finest selection featuring hundreds of in-stock certified diamonds, all shapes and sizes, and specializing in a carat and larger.
And our prices and quality will meet or exceed anyone's, from the mall to the internet to even New York's Diamond District.
And for true expertise, Vierks has Lafayette's only GIA graduate gemologist in residence, along with the area's only, and we do mean only, USPAP compliant jewelry appraiser.
Let Vierks help make any occasion shine with the perfect diamond for your individual taste, style, and budget.
If you're serious about a diamond and serious about saving money, then you need to visit Vierks Fine Jewelry. Seriously.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Vierks.com.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
We know you have choices, and at Encompass Credit Union, it's our commitment to community that sets us apart. Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. We offer a range of services with you in mind, from home banking to mobile banking on the go and e-statements for a greener approach. Plus, our card services makes managing your finances a breeze. At Encompass, we're not just a financial institution. We're your neighbors, your friends, your community. Ready to experience the difference? Visit EncompassCU.org today. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
Hey everyone, it's Rick from Freckles Graphics, Indiana's hottest graphic design, screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products company. But now we're new and improved with the addition of laser etching, embossing, and all your signage needs. We are officially your Swiss Army knife when it comes to all your marketing needs. Don't get burned by online empty promises. Get what you want, when you want, and how you want it with Freckles Graphics. Team up and take control of your apparel and marketing needs with a local company that puts you first. Freckles Graphics has a friendly staff, complete art department, and lightning fast turnaround. At Freckles Graphics, we're here to make you look good. So trust the pros at Freckles Graphics. Give us a call at 449-8463. That's 449-8463 or FrecklesGraphics.com.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
DC Trailers. Oh.
Honey?
TC Trailers.
Honey, wake up.
What? What's wrong?
You were dreaming about TC Trailers again.
Oh, they do have over 300 trailers on the lot. Cargos, haulers, concessions, landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
They have that loaded parts store and their on-site repair shop for all makes and models, even warranty repairs.
Okay, okay. We'll go tomorrow. Let's get some sleep.
TC Trailers, a dream come true. Stop in or visit tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Trust the experts at Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Whether it's residential or commercial, they've got you covered with service contracts, generator service, and custom ductwork fabrication. Jim serves Clinton, Boone, and Carroll County, including surrounding areas. Family owned with decades of combined experience, Jim's is proud of their A-plus better Business Bureau rating.
Jim here from Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. Remember, trusted service and local excellence.
765-601-1461. Call today.
Attention drivers. When it comes to your vehicle, trust the team you know you can rely on. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires is not just a team, but the team you trust. Are your brakes squeaking? Is it time for an alignment adjustment? Call Big O Tires in Lebanon to schedule your appointment. Big O Tires is your go-to destination for expert brake service and precision alignment. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook for the latest updates and special offers. And like manager John and owner Alan always say...
And don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
A little free all right now. Coming back into Party Line, Tuesday edition, Shan Sheridan with you. Been talking to Russ Casper this morning regarding the storm and meteorology, science, all kinds of things going on. Sunny with a high near 72 today, speaking of science. Clear with a low of 41. Tomorrow, sunny with a high 75. Again, a little guilt there because of all the things that are going on down south. Wow, we've got beautiful weather. Harvest has been going great. It's been amazing. But our prayers are certainly with all the folks down south, and we appreciate all the folks that are trying to help. We're going to be talking about that, ways that you can help. Russ, I think that that's one of the great things about Hoosiers. We are always ready to offer a helping hand.
Yes, we are, and I've seen that over and over and over, and you just reminded me of something that was supposed to happen on October 10th, which is Thursday, at 4:31 p.m. Do you know what's supposed to happen October 10th at 4:31 p.m. this Thursday?
I think Thursday Thunder is done. Oh, well, Thursday Thunder was last week, so no, it's probably something in the science world, but I don't know.
Yeah, it is. On this Thursday at 4:31 p.m. October 10th, NASA was scheduled on Pad 39A to launch the Europa Clipper looking for life on one of the moons of Jupiter, and it's going to take all the way till May of 2031 to arrive there, and they are going to send a probe to Europa, because they have more water on Europa than the world has, than Earth has.
Okay, so this is a moon that is that has been found.
Correct.
Okay.
It's one of the moons. It's one of the moons of Jupiter. Actually, Galileo discovered Europa.
Okay.
Galileo, one of the four Galilean moons, and it's frozen. And but underneath, it's warmed by volcanic vents, just like we have vents at the bottom of our ocean, and it's putting up these steam columns, and so they want to take this probe there. It's called the Europa Clipper, and we talked about that at the Academy of Science. The kids got to see a video from Greg McCauley, who used to work for NASA, and he was there at Camp Column. He gave a talk called Looking for Life, NASA's journey to Jupiter's Europa.
So, and I know that, you know, we're talking about a long time to get there. Not only the distance, but isn't it one of the issues basically fuel?
Oh, well, it'll be solar, and it's got I think plutonium. But they've got that figured out.
I was listening to something the other day about the Mars, and you know that it was going to take like 9 months to get to Mars, but we could actually, if we had fueling stations on the way to Mars, we could take about 2 weeks. But we would run out of fuel to get to Mars. Once you get into the orbit, it's one thing, but to get there, you would run out of fuel, and that, you know, that's one of the reasons why it takes so long, because you have to. I don't know what they do. Maybe it's the plutonium, but they were talking about the opportunity of creating these, and why hasn't it been, you know, thought of having basically fueling stations? They have, you know, space stations. Why not have some type of fueling stations set up so that that you can stop, instead of taking 9 months, it would take a couple of weeks.
The solar panels on this sucker are going to be about as big as a basketball goal or basketball court.
Wow.
And so it'll take some energy there, but it also has its own, you know, contained energy, which is most of these probes are plutonium anymore. But they also, during the Science Academy, Greg McCauley worked them through an exercise of light or lasers to get from Earth to Jupiter. Guess how long it takes for the light or radio waves to get to Jupiter from planet Earth? 44 minutes. 44 minutes just for light to get there, let alone to get an actual piece of machinery. And that's why they're going to, if the hurricane doesn't disrupt it this Thursday, they're going to launch it, and it'll get there May of 2031.
Wow. My goodness. That is,
they're looking for life.
Yeah.
On there, that'll pick up the DNA, and it'll go through these steam clouds and look for life on the Europa.
You being in science, is there life at other planets?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, the numbers are just so great out there. You know, let's say, for instance, if we had a great big meteor come down on Earth like we did, maybe that formed the Gulf of Mexico, they say, that would splatter DNA throughout the space, right? And it would travel now, our DNA would travel to Mars and whatever, and could it find possibly and start inhabiting a planet as a very fundamental, you know, virus or something? I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, well, Melissa was just showing me something that there's some like strange lights that are in Tennessee that are kind of flying around. You're talking about other Marion, Indiana. I thought it said Marion, Tennessee, but Marion, Indiana. There's strange lights that are.
I've got a question for you on this, because my grandson called me last night from the field, and they saw these same lights at the field, north of, just actually kind of west and north of Richville, where they were working cutting beans. But there's a video on Facebook right now from the west side of Marion, and it's just like groups of lights in the sky, and they just appear and then they go away. And according to this guy, he videoed it, and
it looks pretty wild.
Yeah, it does. It looks pretty wild. And he said they showed up about six times over 20 minutes.
And it's fast.
I was out of the observatory looking toward Grissom Air Force Base up in the sky. And this was back in the 2001, 2002, 2003, you know, where we had the Gulf War going on. I could see they were doing tracer bullet exercises and stuff. It was very spectacular. Of course, they house a lot of the B-52s up there and the tank killers, and they go through exercises, and you could see these streams of light coming out of these things that they would shoot out. It looked like a fireworks display, and it was a military exercise from Grissom.
Well, that's kind of what I told him. I figured that's what it was, that was what was going on, because that happens a lot in our area.
It'd be coming from that area.
Yeah, and we do see that a lot. But I will admit, this is a little different from what I've seen before. It honestly looks like I almost thought maybe it might be drones, just for the fun of it. You know, somebody doing drone exercises too. But
you know, you bring up points that you know, there's been testimony in Congress from Navy pilots and other pilots that have said, hey, we know what we have seen, and we've reported it. We know what's going on. There are things that we just can't explain that they see.
People go, they probably have a lot of classified material they're not willing to share.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people don't want to face the reality that there's a possibility that, I mean, just because God created heaven and earth here, doesn't mean he didn't have another experiment going on elsewhere. I mean, we don't know that.
We put him in his box.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And I go back to scripture in Ephesians, where, you know, the Bible talks about that, you know, Satan is the ruler of the heavens and earth. I mean, he was thrown down from heaven. I do believe that there are a lot of spirits. I do believe that the most of your UFOs are demonic. I think that it's, you know, it's spirit stuff that goes on. There's a total different dimension than what we live in. We have no clue, because you're right, both of you were just saying that. Just we're one-dimensional people, and we don't see in what God's done and what God, we've put him in a box, and we don't, you know, God can do about anything he wants to do. And I just do believe, though, what the scripture says of when Satan was thrown down to this earth, he rules, he roams to and fro. I think there's a lot to be said about that. And I try not to put up too much, you know, I try to trust in the God of heaven and earth, but the God that made the heaven and earth, not that maybe ruling it now, because ultimate God is in control of everything. But I do believe that he's allowed the enemy of our soul to have some leadway there. And that's all part of it. I know maybe science doesn't agree with me there, Russ, but I do believe, if you as a believer would concur, that normally science actually does not contradict God, but it confirms God.
Well, I just think of Kepler's law, you know, and they tried to explain planetary motion, and they got all twisted in knots, and then Kepler came out with this beautifully simple, elegant formula for planetary motion. It's like music, and it is just absolutely, it took something that looked so complicated and made it quite simple, to the point where a seventh grader could understand it. And it's just amazing how beautiful some of these things turn out to be.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt. Well, it is an amazing world that we live in. And unfortunately, we also live in a very challenging world. And when you have storms like Milton that's bearing down on the coast and that's headed this way, it's the humanity of this world that now we have to step up and do something about it. And we have to, and I know I don't want to get into the whole thing about climate change. It is funny, Russ, that you mentioned about I know where we all stand on climate change in the sense of what you have shared and presented. But last night I was listening to the Weather Channel, and they were kind of talking about, well, because of all this is because of climate change, and climate is changing. I mean, there's no doubt about that. You've shared that many times, but maybe not in the way of such a conspiratory way that they say.
Well, the question is, you know, how much is man
causing it? Yes.
And everybody agrees. I think everybody can agree that man is causing some change, right, in the
The
question is it 2%? Is it 5%? Is it 10%? Is it 40%?
Right.
These are big questions. These are huge questions, because if we go through 17% carbon reduction, you know, during COVID-19. And can't even see the change on the graph. Help me understand what's going on, please.
Yeah, no, I don't. I totally agree with you. And but that's, you know, again, what was being kind of shared last night was like, I'm thinking, you know, I don't think it was the time for a political perspective. I think it needed to be just let's help people get out of us, you know, the harm's way. You know, so anyway,
this is tactical. Let's get out of Dodge.
Yeah, let's get out of Dodge.
People will most certainly die in the next 5-6 days.
You know, my father-in-law and his wife and his stepdaughter, they're not leaving, and we have begged them, we have pleaded with them, and it's just you know what happens too, Melissa and Russ, is that they, you know, they hear about all these reports, and in the report it doesn't happen as bad, you know, and they say, well, we've heard this before. Well, but you know, there's a time where it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, let's look at Helene and the devastation of it,
yeah,
and a lot of that devastation. It wasn't only caused by the weather, but it was caused by people not necessarily heeding the warnings,
yeah,
like they should have, because the path maybe wasn't charted to go quite that direction. And you know, Mother Nature is tricky. Just because we try to track it, we try to get an idea of how things are going to go, it doesn't mean she's going to cooperate. And right. Obviously, she didn't.
Right, right.
And then they become the other guy's other guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right. Well, we're going to let you go, Russ. We're going to talk a little bit about how you can help be a part of cleanup and a part of helping the folks down, especially right now in Asheville. I'm sure there'll be more to come. But thank you so much for hanging out with us today. We greatly appreciate it. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Russ. Thank you very much. Russ Casper joining us this morning, our in-house meteorologist, scientist, mm-hmm. kind of a little bit of everything. Russ can answer about any question that we throw at him. And if not, he tries to find the answer. So a lot of folks have been asking how they can help Melissa. And we do have some a regional church out of Camden, First Baptist Church. They're teaming up with a church in Asheville, North Carolina, and they which they're in desperate need. And they spoke with a pastor, and they are devastated. They're cleaning out rooms to house some first responders to search for search and rescue. But right now there is no FEMA there. There is no Red Cross. I mean, it's just. And I will tell you, when we went down to Hurricane Katrina, we were there before FEMA, and we were there before the Red Cross in the little community that I went to, and. They can't be everywhere. They can't go everywhere. So you need help in especially communities that, you know, Asheville's one area, but there's these burgs. I mean, you think about right. Mechanicsburg, and you think about Michigantown, if it would happen here. You know?
And we keep thinking about, you know, why is it that they can't get to these places? Well, you know, look at the devastation.
Bridges are gone. Roads are gone.
Yeah. Whole communities are gone, especially the mountain-based communities. There have been mudslides have taken yeah. over everything. So
when we went to Honduras, we went to Cusagapa back in 2000 after Hurricane Mitch. 22,000 people were killed in Honduras. 22,000 people, not 2,200, not 22, but 22,000. And there were people, whole families that were swept into the ocean and generations gone, yeah. you know. And unfortunately, and I think there's somewhere around 300 or 400 people still missing in this scenario.
At least, yeah, if not more. I mean, well over 200 deaths and climbing. And
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're teaming up with, I know you got a phone call, but they're teaming up. With this church, the first Camden First Baptist Church, this is about families helping families, not denominational and all that. So, but if you can help the Camden First Baptist Church at their collection center, we've got a list of things that you can help with and bring to the Camden. The collection is from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. The next few days, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. the next few days. So non-perishable items like Chef Boyardee, Beanie Weenies, Gatorade, liquid IVs, wipes, baby wipes, gallon jugs of distilled water, box fans, gas cans, large drum liners, batteries, coffee filters, disinfected wipes, disinfected spray, paper towels, all of these things. These are the things that we loaded up for Hurricane Katrina, diapers.
Well, and you brought up a good point.
Baby food.
Formula.
Yeah, formula.
Formula is huge.
Yeah, and there are special needs. You know,
yeah.
maybe connect with a local organization or a church or something and find out, okay, who has a special need that maybe we are able to get there and get that special need taken care of?
Well, and we had Emily Himmersbach on from Community Foundation of, Clinton, Howard,
yeah.
and Carol, and she brought up that you can actually go to North Carolina State. As a state, they have a Community Foundation.
Right.
And I believe we have that posted on Clinton County Daily News. But it's like NC Communities Foundation, and you can go there, and if you want to send like a monetary, but you're not sure, you know, we all wonder whether or not our money goes where it needs to go.
Yeah.
They are accredited, which means they have been approved that they have to go through great scrutiny, just like our community foundation does, to know that that money goes where it's supposed to go.
Right.
And they have all those connections to get it to those local foundations, those local places that it needs to go to get there quick and help them out. But yeah, that's also an option.
Yeah, it is. It's a catastrophe that is going to take monumental help and support.
Probably of
historic proportions.
Well, and I think we get desensitized.
Yes.
To this, because it's every year we have storms. Every year we have hurricanes.
Yep.
But
tornadoes, we have ice storms, we have earthquakes, we have mudslides, we have fires. I mean, it is part of living in a broken world.
Yeah.
I keep trying to remind people that we live in a broken world. We're not gonna have perfection. We're not gonna have incredible. We're not going to have any of this until we reach heaven.
Yeah.
And we
get desensitized to it, but we forget that this kind of devastation, we see it in third world countries,
all
kinds of devastation
24/7.
And we forget that
it can happen here.
Exactly.
It could happen here. Yeah. We have been fortunate to have the infrastructure to be able to build back quicker, sooner, better maybe, but, okay, I'm going to pray for the folks, Melissa, today, and I want to read a scripture. Psalms 118 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." I know some folks that may be listening to this that are in harm's way, are struggling with floodwaters or problems, may say, "I don't know how good God is right now," but his steadfast love does endure forever. We are going to all get through this together. Let the house of Aaron say his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say his steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress, the psalmist says, I called on the Lord, and the Lord answered me and set me free. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, for all the many people that do help. We pray for Camden Baptist and those that are going to go to help Asheville, North Carolina. But Lord, we right now know that Hurricane Milton is bearing down on Florida, especially in that Tampa Bay area. And I just pray, Father, for protection. We pray, Father, that a divine miracle would take place, that you would move that storm. And Lord, just weaken it, just break it apart. We know that you're capable of doing that. But Lord, we know that regardless of what happens, we put our trust in you. And we ask that you would protect those that are in harm's way. And we ask that you would give them all that they need. Give them the supplies. Help us to be the hands and feet of you as we help our fellow man in these times of trouble. We just pray that you'd give us strength and wisdom and guidance. Like Melissa says, that we would make the right decisions in giving, and that, Lord, we would get it to the right people that need it the most. We pray against all those that would come to try to, gyp or be shysters in this whole thing. I pray that happens all the time in natural disasters, and we pray against that as well. Lord, we just give you this whole situation. We live in some pretty uncertain times, but we know that we can be certain of what you have given us and have done for us. We thank you because of your son Jesus giving us that abundant and eternal life, and we pray in the name of Jesus for all of this. Amen. Well, it's
really quickly, the link for that monetary donation that I was talking about, where you know it's safe, it'll get you, you'll have places where you can go and donate if you want to. That will be at the bottom of the First Baptist Church of Camden story. Carl is going to update that.
Okay.
Give him about an hour, and all of that will be there, so you'll be able to go there.
Great. So help out. It's right up the road, Camden Baptist Church, and they're going. Thank God that other people are, and I'm sure there's other folks that are going and doing some work, and I know a lot of folks from Indiana are going to be headed down that way and helping. But
you can find all that info on their Facebook page. You can go to the Clinton County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. They're also doing collections there too as well. They're going to be heading down that way too.
stop sitting on the couch and looking at all this stuff. Do something about it.
Yep.
Amen. Thank you, Melissa. Appreciate you joining me today. Thank you, Russ Casper, for calling in. Thank you for listening. Thank our sponsors for all the things that they do. It's game day for me. That's why I'm dressed up in black. We got a game tonight. So we will be heading out to Clinton Prairie and taking on Taylor tonight. So until Thursday, good Lord willing, we'll talk to you soon. Keep all the folks in Milton's path in your prayers, and all the folks in Carolina and Tennessee and Georgia. Thank you for praying with me today. God bless. Talk to you soon.